T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joshua Hoyos is our ABC News correspondent in Puerto Rico. Joshua, we talked to you the other day, and I was really worried that you guys were going to get hammered. Am I correct that this storm has passed you and Dorian's mostly missed Puerto Rico?
Hey, John. Yeah, it totally passed us from where we were 24 hours ago. Yeah, just where we were 24 hours ago, we thought this storm was going to be making a direct landfall on us. We chased what we thought would have been a landfall all throughout the course of the day, and it luckily skirted by us yesterday afternoon.
So misses Puerto Rico, misses Dominican Republic and Haiti, and now I guess it's the Bahamas and Florida that we're worried about?
Yeah, it's going to skirt by the Bahamas, and it's really now taking its focus on to Florida. It's going to be the early next week. It's looking like, according to the National Hurricane Center, a landfall Monday morning, at least as a Category 3.
So that's pretty significant. Are you getting any information on preparations there, since you all are in the clear?
Yeah, so at the moment, it looks like the governor of Florida has declared a state of emergency. FEMA is coordinating with the state to make sure that supplies are at the ready. This is a state that's obviously all too familiar with hurricanes. They had that really active season 2 years ago, and last year as well. So they know what to expect and how to be ready. And so residents are being told to get ready for what's about to come.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every year we see folks in Florida someplace, whether it's in Key West or whether it's, you know, further up the coastline, putting up big signs saying, you know, they're having a party with the storms. Yeah. If it comes in as a 4, they got a problem. A 3, presumably they can manage that, don't you think?
Well, a 3 is still classified as a major hurricane. Mm-hmm. I mean, the winds are still going to be topping over 100 miles an hour at the eye wall of the storm, and the winds extend very far out. And I think that's the thing that sort of gets lost on people when these types of storms come through. You know, yes, it's incredibly strong in the center, and that's where you're going to get the most impact. But those winds, those rain bands, they extend really far out, mm-hmm. in some cases over 100 miles out from the eye of the storm. So you don't necessarily need to be where landfall happens to feel it. Yeah. And you don't have to be near landfall to get flash flooding, you know, damage to property, and all those things that really hamper recovery efforts.
Yeah. And I have not been able to get a grasp on this morning. I've got one eye on the Weather Channel, kind of keeping some guidance on what's happening. Is this thing growing, or is it, you know, kind of staying where it has been size-wise and strength-wise?
It's growing in strength and size. Yeah. It's not going to be a massive, it's not going to be a huge Katrina or Maria-like storm, but it's definitely gaining a lot of strength. It's taking in that moisture, and it's just barreling towards Florida.
And I can't let you go without asking about the political fallout here, this kind of Twitter war between President Trump and some of the officials in Puerto Rico. Has that been settled, or are people still berserk over that?
At least the public face of the governor last night, when she essentially said we dodged the bullet, was that despite the rhetoric, she kept amazing contact with the White House, with aides to President Trump, with federal agencies that are supposed to help in emergency efforts. And so on that front, it was sort of like boxes checked. We had what we needed. We're all good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm certainly glad you are safe, and that our friends in Puerto Rico, our fellow citizens in Puerto Rico, are safe. And I appreciate you coming on to update us. Joshua Hoyos, our ABC News correspondent there in Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Take care, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.